Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as a human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. Can you hear me? Everybody? The reason why I am asking this question is, one is a missionary came into a church and he said, "Can you hear me?" And because the mic was not working, the people said, "And also with you." Today's gospel reading is very important. It has three sections. The first part is with two questions, very important questions for our life. The first question is, who do people say about me? That is a question Jesus asked his disciples. If we say Jesus is just standing here today and asking the same question to each and every one of us, who do people say that I am? We would have many different answers as the apostles did. The apostles said, "John the Baptist, John, Elijah, or some of the prophets." And nowadays we have many prophets, many people who claim that they are Christ, that they are the healers, that they are the ones who have the true church, etc. So we are also today, after 2,000 years, in answering this question, we are divided like the apostles. But the true question, the second question, is the most important question that we have to ask ourselves every day. But who do you say that I am? So only Peter, one of the apostles that Jesus made the first pope of the Catholic Church, got the answer, the right answer. He said, "You are the Christ." But if that question is asked to us today, we know our catechism, we are Catholics and we go to confessions, we pray, we attend masses, etc. But do we know Jesus Christ? And what does Christ mean? Christ means a Messiah, which means Savior. So Jesus, who is Jesus for me is the question. Who is Jesus for each one of us? Jesus is a Savior who came from heaven to earth in order to embrace us, to take us to heaven with him, to change our situation, to make us his people, to be our shepherd, to be our friend, to be our food and drink, to be the one who forgives our sins, the one who accompanies us in this world and welcomes us with his Father and the Holy Spirit in eternal happiness. So the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, is the one who is there, who is asking today, tonight, each and every one of us, who am I to you? Who do you say that I am? When we will receive the Holy Communion, we are going to say, after the minister or the priest says, this is the body of Christ, we are saying, Amen. That Amen is Jesus himself. Let it be as what you said to you, you say who you are. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the king, the priest, and the prophet. He is the one who will change our situation right now if we know him and connect ourselves with him. After that, what happened is also another episode important for us to meditate today. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. This is the first announcement of Jesus Christ about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And Peter, the same Peter who was the one who answered by saying who Jesus was, by saying, you are the Christ, he is the first to oppose when Jesus said, I will die and I will be resurrected in the third day. Why? Because his expectation, like any other Jew, any other Israelite, was that Jesus will trample the government of the Roman government and reestablish the government of Israel. That was their expectation. They were thinking a king of this world, not a king of heaven and earth. So Jesus told, who praised him when he said, you are Jesus, now he is saying these harsh words towards Peter. Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. You see, when whoever interferes between God and us, when we want to do the will of God, only the devil or someone from the devil can interfere between us and God. That is why Jesus is saying to Peter, he is not saying that he is the incarnated devil, but he is saying you are acting what the devil, as the devil acts. So he is saying, my destiny is to die to give you life. But Peter said, no, this will not happen. This never. And that is why he is saying between him and his destiny, between him and his mission, between him and the purpose that God has given him, Satan is entering through Peter. That is why he is saying, you are Satan. And after that, he taught the people and his disciples three very important principles that we have to take home today as a message from today's gospel. In order to be follower of Jesus Christ, in order to be disciples of Jesus Christ, in order to be people who love God and who obey God, three things are important. One, we have to deny ourselves. Second, we have to carry our cross. Third, we have to follow Jesus Christ. What does this mean? The first of this is deny yourself. What does that mean? When and how do we deny ourselves? We deny ourselves when we are confronted with a choice to do the will of God or our own will. When we sacrifice our will in order to do the will of God, we are denying ourselves. That is what it means. So when we read the Bible and we see that God wants us to do something, then if we follow it, we are denying our wishes and whims and do the will of God. That is what we are supposed to do. And the second part, the second is carrying your cross. What does it mean? That is suffering, pain, for the sake of kingdom of God. Not any suffering, not any pain, but enduring the pains that life brings to us for the sake of Jesus Christ. Suffering with him so that we can be with him in eternal happiness. That is the reason. If we don't carry our cross in this way, we will not be where Jesus, who carried his cross, will not be the will be. Jesus is in heaven on the right side of Jesus Christ, of God the Father, because he carried his cross. He suffered for our sake. If we suffer with him, then we will be also glorified with him. The third is following Jesus Christ. Denying, carrying your cross, and following Jesus Christ. What does following Jesus Christ mean? Again, to follow Jesus Christ, we have to know his will. We have to know the scriptures where Jesus tells us, take the narrow way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. If we know the truth and follow it, we are following Jesus, who is the truth. And if we follow that truth will take us through the narrow gate, because all the falsities, all the wishes that other people will do, there are two ways, two roads, or two ways in life. One is broad, and it takes you into a narrow and into a damnation. One is narrow, and it takes you into eternal happiness, where Jesus will be all in all. So let us take home with us these three points. Am I denying myself, my will, to do the will of God? Am I carrying the cross of Jesus Christ so that I will be crucified with him, die with him, and be glorified with him in eternal happiness? Am I following Jesus Christ or other ways, the devil or other human beings, other teachings, my own wishes and whims? We have to take this home and meditate on it and compare our life with it. May Jesus Christ help us to deny ourselves, carry our cross, and follow him in every day of our life. Amen.